little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Prem, do you have any particular experiences?
Sort of a guest you're going to turn to my But I've been thinking hard, but I think one patient immediately crossed my mind. It's a difficult consultation in the sense it was prolonged and I didn't have enough facts beforehand to deal with that situation before. It's an elderly lady in her mid-70s coming with her daughter. All I knew beforehand was she had some issues with the cirrhosis of the liver and has been to see the gastroenterologist in the hospital. And he has said something and he has started on some medications which we haven't got any records of. And she, on the background, she's got lots of other comorbidities, namely anemia, deranged kidney functions, and unknown things which has happened in the hospital. She comes with the daughter and says, like, well, I felt that she was expecting me to sort out everything in that consultation and provide the medicines which was given to her in the hospital. So my problem is not much information from the hospital. If I go on the computer, there's lots of other comorbidities. Blood results are all over the place. And the history of cirrhosis, I don't know what the cause of it to start with. Other problem she threw into the consultation was she's alone, losing weight. Tummy is getting bigger, very breathless. So what's going on type thing? Mm. And it took a long time for me to sort out one by one. And I think it nearly took nearly half an hour to sort the patient out with some reasonable appropriate plans. Am I making sense at the moment?
Absolutely. I think that, has anyone got any particular insights into this experience that Prem's had?
Happens lots, doesn't it? With the discharge letters, especially with the junior doctor strikes and the delay in discharge letters, you don't know.
It's discharge and clinic letters as well.
Yeah.
The patient was seen in the hepatology clinic without any follow-up passed on to the GP. Finally, somehow I had to make out that she was started on spironolactone, mm-hmm. which I guessed it,
mm-hmm.
Spelt it out, and it sounded rhymingly same to what they have started. I had some plans, like, why don't you go home, read the packet, and tell me, and I'll issue that medicine for you for the time being, tell me the dose as well. These sort of small things. It took a while to come to some sort of a concrete, safe plans.
Yeah. So general practice is getting more and more like this. We've got
it matches and rhymes with the comorbidities as well.
Absolutely. So we're getting increasingly, we've got an elderly population with multi-morbidities, and we're having to kind of think about prioritizing an issue to deal with in that consultation, but also conscious, and this makes it so much more difficult, that you've got somebody who often is immobile or can only come into the surgery when they've got a relative there, and it tugs on your heartstrings to say, well, okay, you sometimes just have to buckle down and say, well, I'm in it for this consultation. This isn't going to be one that I can reasonably deal with in 10 minutes.
Mm.
But making it a 20-minute consultation rather than a 30-minute consultation is still doable,
yep.
and it's still worthwhile doing. So it's the agenda setting that we're going to be talking about today really is key to realistically making your day manageable.
One thing which I really wanted to, how would I agenda set in this consultation?
Where
it's so many things and limited time, haphazard information, missing information, and the patient doesn't herself know what the agenda is, to be truthful. That's what my feeling was at that point. And I have no idea what the agenda was. Somehow we had to, I felt the agenda was the patient safety. Get the patient safe for the till we get more information available type things.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.